Have you ever felt fear around being rejected? Maybe you've hesitated to submit to a job, ask to collaborate, or put yourself out there because you're afraid of hearing someone say no and facing rejection from others. In today's episode, we'll discuss why it's so common to experience this as you start to share your voice and gifts with the world. Plus, I talk about how you can shift your mindset to overcome the fear of rejection so that you can confidently take aligned action towards your dreams. Welcome to the Blissful Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Weber, and I'm a holistic transformation coach, mindful meditation facilitator, and sound healer. This podcast is designed to empower you to reconnect with your inner wisdom, overcome limiting beliefs, and follow your soul's bliss. Each week, join me for a mixture of solo episodes and conversations with thought leaders and inspiring guests, where we'll explore a variety of tools, tips, and strategies to help you align with your soul's calling, embrace your unique gifts, and create a life of joy, fulfillment, and abundance. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hello, my loves. How's it going? I am sitting here at my desk recording this episode, looking out my window at the most beautiful day. It is finally starting to get warm here in Chicago, and the sun is out. There is not one cloud in the entire sky. It's warm again. Birds are chirping. It's wonderful. I swear, I become a completely different person when it gets warm out. Midwest winters are rough, y'all. There was a good, probably 2-month period this winter where we saw like 20 minutes of sunshine total. It was not fun. I went for a walk with Jerry and Hector the other day, and we could just feel the energy shift in the air. Everyone was outside walking their dogs and eating brunch on the patios. You could just feel how excited everyone is to be outside again and connected to nature. This really is such a fun time of year. Spring is all about planting seeds and rebirth, growth, and fresh starts. In my sound bath classes, we've been really leaning into setting our intentions and focusing on what we want to grow in this new season. And I was actually having a really interesting conversation with one of my clients about this the other day. She was sharing that something that she is manifesting in this new season is bringing in opportunities to collaborate and lead events for new clients. But she was feeling really held back and almost paralyzed from taking action because she was afraid of being rejected. And our conversation around this really inspired me to talk about it with you on the podcast today. I think this is such an important topic to discuss. Everyone feels this fear, right? It is so common to feel the fear of having someone say no to you. This is something that I've personally had to do a lot of work around. And today, I'm going to share with you some tips for how to reframe viewing rejection and why I don't let it hold me back anymore. So for starters, I think it's essential for us all to recognize that rejection is just part of the human experience. It is 100% normal to feel disappointed or hurt when someone rejects us. And no one likes feeling rejected, right? It's not fun. Whether it be from a job interview or having someone reject you on a date, right? Like rejection is something that we will all face at one point or another in our lives. What I think is really important here is to first state that nothing has gone wrong if you feel bad about being rejected. You are totally valid in feeling however you feel. It's okay to feel upset. It's okay to feel disappointed. I personally believe that it's not the feelings of being disappointed that hold people back from putting themselves out there, but rather their thoughts about what it means about them when they get rejected. And here's what I mean by that. So let's say that I wanted to submit to a yoga studio and ask if they'd be interested in collaborating so that I could lead sound bath events for their students. And I send them a really nice email and they get back to me a few days later and they say, no thanks. That's just a neutral situation, right? I sent them an email and they said no. That's it. What makes this situation negative are my thoughts and attachments around that outcome. So let's say that when I get the response back from that studio, my mind freaks out. And it's more than just feeling disappointed or upset that they didn't want to work together, right? My mind starts coming up with all kinds of thoughts like, well, they didn't want to work with you because you suck. In fact, no one wants to work with you. Everyone thinks you're a terrible sound healer. There are so many other sound healers in the city. Why would anyone want to work with you? You aren't good enough. Do any of these sound familiar? This used to be my mind. This used to be where I would let my thoughts go anytime someone would quote unquote reject me or say no. Anytime someone would jump on a clarity call with me and not book a coaching session. I allowed my mind to run wild with thoughts like this. And so looking back, of course I was afraid of rejection because I had associated being rejected with meaning that I wasn't good enough. And that caused me to never want to put myself out there because I didn't want to experience that negative emotion. And every time I heard a no, I was allowing that to reconfirm my negative beliefs about myself. And I see this all the time with my clients. They allow other people, they allow something outside of themselves to determine their worth. They allow the actions of others to make them or not make them feel good enough. When we fear rejection, we often focus on the negative outcome and the potential pain that it could cause us. We don't want to feel that negative emotion, so we just avoid it at all costs. We don't submit for the job. We don't send the email. We don't jump at the potential opportunity. I've had so many friends and clients choose not to put themselves out there or even try for opportunities because of the fear of being rejected. But underneath all of that fear are thoughts. So coming back to the example that I was sharing earlier, in my mind, I was making rejection mean so many awful things about myself. When this happens with my clients, one of my favorite tools that I like to share with them is to journal on all of the thoughts that come up in your mind when you think about being rejected. So sitting down with a pen and a paper and just writing down every single thought that comes to mind when you think of being rejected. What is coming up for you when someone says no? This exercise is so powerful because you will most likely start to uncover thoughts that you didn't even realize were buried down deep within you. Sometimes I find myself writing thoughts and I really surprise myself with what comes up to the surface for me. And then the work is to look at those thoughts and start to get really curious. And this is really important. It's not about being judgmental or getting angry at yourself for having these thoughts, but rather to look at them from a place of curiosity. And then the next step is to go through this list and ask yourself, is this thought true? Is it true that I am a terrible sound healer and no one wants to work with me? No, right? That's not true. My mindset coach always tells me to start poking holes in my thoughts. So to really understand where my thoughts are coming from, if they are true, and where I can find places where my thoughts are basically just fear-mongering. Is it true that a studio saying no to working with me means that I suck and I'm not good enough? No, right? That's ridiculous. Is it true that no one wants to work with me? Nope. I work with tons of amazing clients all over the world. And even if I didn't have the evidence for that just yet, do I really think it's true that not one person in this entire world would want to work or collaborate with me? Another question I like to ask my clients is, what else could be true in this situation? What else could be true about that studio saying no to me, other than I suck and I'm not good enough? Maybe they already had several sound healers on staff and didn't need to hire another one at the time. Maybe they didn't have the financial resources to bring in another team member or collaboration. Maybe they were fully booked up with classes for the season and it wasn't a good time. Maybe it just wasn't a good fit for their studio or community. There are literally an infinite number of reasons that someone could say no to working together rather than I suck and I'm not good enough. And even if they rejected me because they didn't like my style or they didn't feel a connection, that doesn't mean that no one will, right? We all have different styles. We all have something unique to bring to the table. And just because one person said no or doesn't think you'd be the right fit doesn't mean that you won't be a good fit for the next person. Our minds often want to imagine the absolute worst case scenario. But what's important to remember is that we can control our thoughts. We get to choose how we want to think. Just because something pops into our minds doesn't mean that it's true or that you have to believe it. So for me personally, one of my favorite thoughts is to think about rejection as redirection. So every time that I get rejected or I hear a no from someone, I know that I'm being redirected to something even better that I just can't see yet. I also like to think about rejection as a learning opportunity and a chance to reassess my goals and priorities and find a more aligned path. I always ask myself, what did I learn from this experience? When we shift our perspective and see rejection as an opportunity for growth and learning, we realize that every rejection can teach us something valuable about ourselves and our journey. You might even realize that the rejection was actually a blessing in disguise. Maybe there's another job that's a better fit for you, one that aligns more closely with your values and allows you to grow and develop in new ways. Looking back at my own life, I am so grateful that certain things didn't work out the way that I wanted them to, because better things were coming together that I couldn't even see. Sometimes you don't even realize what you're being protected from or what you're being guided to. You just have to trust that greater things are aligning. You never know. All you can do is stay open to the fact that something better is on its way to you. And that example that I shared earlier really isn't that far off from the truth. In the last couple of weeks, I've been reaching out to a lot of local spas and studios about potentially collaborating with them to lead sound baths. And to be honest with you, I've gotten a lot of no's. You've probably heard me share about all the exciting opportunities and collabs that I've had with clients recently, but I don't often share about the other side of that, which is all the rejection that I face. And I want to be clear, it never gets easier, right? It's never a, hooray, I just got rejected by my 30th studio this month. It doesn't work like that. But I know deep within me that the right people will say yes to me. I know that I will find the right studios and the right opportunities will open to me at the right time. All I have to do is be patient and keep showing up and keep sharing my gifts, and everything will fall into place in divine timing. One of my mentors, Susie, always shares the saying that everything is working out better than you could ever even imagine. You just have to keep going. I think sometimes we have this idea in our minds that as we start on the path to following our bliss and uncovering our purpose and creating this life of alignment, that everything will be amazing 100% of the time, that we will be accepted by everyone and there will be no roadblocks ever. And that's just not how it works, right? This is what people mean when they say that it's hard work to follow your dreams. Yes, physically you have to do a lot, but mentally, that is where the real work takes place. Think about Oprah. She was actually fired from her job as a news anchor, and they told her that she was unfit for television, which is so crazy to us now, right? But it was actually because of that experience that she was able to find her niche in daytime TV and started her on her path to building her empire. Steven Spielberg was rejected 3 times from different theater and film schools. So many famous actors and actresses and authors and entrepreneurs talk about how they were constantly rejected, almost to the point where they gave up before they made their big break that launched their careers. I remember reading an article about Laverne Cox, and how she auditioned for acting gigs for 19 years before she got her big break with Orange is the New Black. Crazy, right? I honestly think sometimes that the universe tests us to prove how much we want something. Just because you hear a no from someone doesn't mean that you aren't good enough. It's just an opportunity to find something even better. Remember that rejection does not define you and is not a reflection of your worth. When you are rooted in the belief of your own worth, nothing can shake you. You know, it's interesting. I have done so much mindset work around this at this point that when a studio says no to me or I get quote unquote rejected by someone, I honestly feel bad for them. Like, I know I have so much to offer. I know that I'm a great sound healer, that I have something unique and worthwhile to bring to the table. I also understand that someone else's no is not personal, and I refuse to let my mind make it a reflection of me. That's not how I want to spend my time and energy. I would never even let my mind go down that path anymore. I know that those kind of negative thoughts do not serve me. They don't make me feel good. They bring down my vibration. I want to focus on thoughts that make me feel good, empowered, inspired, and to keep going. Brooke Castillo of the Life Coach School says that our thoughts produce feelings, which generate actions that cause results. So if my thoughts are producing feelings of negativity, of not being worthy, of not being good enough, what kind of action is that going to generate? Probably not a lot of aligned action or any action at all, right? When I think I am not good enough or no one wants to work with me, it makes me want to shrink and stay small and not take action. This is where people stay stuck. They allow those feelings to generate inaction. So in order for us to move forward, we have to start thinking thoughts that are more aligned with where we want to be. And I want to be clear here. This doesn't mean that you're lying to yourself. This is not toxic positivity and just ignoring all of your bad thoughts and pretending like you only have good thoughts and that the world is all sunshine and rainbows, right? It's about acknowledging your current thoughts, knowing that they are there to serve a purpose in your life. The brain is always trying to protect us. So anytime that your brain automatically goes to negative thoughts or feelings of fear, it's because your brain is trying to keep you away from any perceived danger that is going on outside of your comfort zone. So it's not about pretending that everything is perfect. It's about finding the next thought that will support you in moving towards the direction that you want to move in. So, for example, a thought that you might want to start practicing might be, I know that I'm qualified for this job or opportunity. I know that my worth is not dependent on what another person thinks about me. There are lots of opportunities for me out there, and I know the right people will find me. How much better are those thoughts than I suck, or they rejected me because no one wants to work with me? This is the powerful mindset work that if you take time to practice, and it is a practice, you will start to see major shifts in your life. The last thing I will say is that I think it's important to be aware of the energy that we show up with when we're seeking an opportunity that we could potentially be rejected from, whether that be a work opportunity, going on a date, posting on social media, whatever it is for you. There is a big difference between showing up with the energy of, I hope I don't get rejected, versus the energy of, I'm so excited to serve. Or I'm so excited to help people and connect to a new community. Or I'm so excited to share my posts that someone could relate to and could help them improve their life. Right? Those feel completely different. So just being really aware of your thoughts as you start on your path to following your soul's bliss. Ask yourself, how do I want to feel when applying for this position? What do I want to be thinking about this opportunity? And how can I start embodying that today? I hope that this has been helpful for you and that you've been able to reframe even some of your thoughts around the fear of rejection. As always, I would love to hear your biggest takeaways from this episode. Feel free to email me or send me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Hey Stephanie Weber. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Blissful Soul Podcast. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and leave a review. And if you know of anyone who would benefit from this podcast, I would be so grateful if you shared it with them. If you're looking to connect further, join my community on Instagram. You can find me at Hey Stephanie Weber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks again for listening. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll see you in the next episode.